something bothering you? Need some advice? You've come to the wrong place. But since you're here, it's time for the Really Bad Advice Podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ari, your host for this edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. I'm going to be joined in just a moment by two of our really bad advice givers, but before we get to them, I just have to get something out of the way. Just to be clear, none of us are professional advice givers. If you take our advice and bad things happen, it's not on us. Okay, now the lawyers are happy, we can move on from there. Let me introduce you to your two advice givers for this episode. Hello, Miles.
Hello.
Hello, Taz.
Hey, that's great advice. The same thing that my counselor in high school said to me. So that's awesome. Love it.
Perfect. Well, let's go ahead and give you our question of the week. We get this one from friends, family, people who send us in stuff, stuff we overhear, or just general things that pop into our brain that we're curious about. Today's question, how do I survive a zombie apocalypse and save the world? So it's a two-parter. How do I survive the zombie apocalypse and then go on to save the world? Miles, we'll start with you.
Just off the top of my head, if there's time and if it's just rumblings on the radio and social media, I would head to the hardware store and pick up a crowbar. They're reasonably priced. They're reusable. You don't want to be one of those dummies that picks up a shotgun and runs out of bullets immediately, you know? Next, I'd fill up a bathtub with water because you're going to need extra drinking water and utilities are going to be shut off almost immediately. So fill up, you know, your thermoses and water bottles too. If you live on a second floor, take an axe and knock out the stairs so there's no access to the second floor. Board up any windows. Use screws. Don't be a rookie and use nails. Those are going to pop out immediately with any kind of force. Next, turn off the lights. Wait for the initial melee to turn down. That's going to take a few days. And, people are going to get, they're going to panic. They're going to get in car accidents. You don't want any part of that. So just wait till that all dies down. And then, once it's silent outside, take a vehicle that doesn't make any noise. Don't take a car. The roads are going to be a mess. You want like an e-bike. They're quiet. They're faster than human sprinting speed. And then head away from populated areas, preferably near fresh drinking water, and begin making a remote, secure base in the woods where you can build a self-sustained home for long-time survival and repopulate the planet. And now, I have thought about all of this. I am 40 years old, and I have not yet started saving for retirement.
Well, that's a lot of thought for off the cuff. I want to see the whole suit someday. Taz, what do you got?
Oh, I got a drinking problem. But other than that, what I'm saying is, here's what I would do. Zombies are always after brains, so go to Ottawa or Parliament, because there's no brains there at all. And is the world worth saving? Really? Really? If you must save the world, first thing you have to do is convince the brain-eating zombies that you have no brains. So strap smart people to you, and throw them in a wagon, drop them off, just throw them behind you as the zombies are chasing you and stuff. They got play Justin Bieber and Jay-Z on a loop really, really loud. The only way is to kill a zombie is through the brain. So that's how you do that. You just get the earworm and it starts to get that. And you have to be very careful. And you pay attention here. This is important. You guys grab a pencil. You got a pencil? Okay, good. Some zombies are sneaky and dyslexic. So they'll say, oh, we're after Brian's. And you're like, no. No, you don't follow for that. And how am I going to make the world a better place? First of all, I'm going to buy the world a Coke and a Smile because that worked in the 70s and 80s. And if you want to escape, just move to Kindersley, Saskatchewan, because even zombies don't want to go there.
Really solid advice. I kind of, along the same line as both of you, take a little bit from each of yours. For me, I start by surrounding myself with really fat friends because they don't run as fast. So they will slow the zombies down as I make my escape to the local Costco. Once I get into the Costco, I blend in with the rest of the shopping zombies. They won't be able to tell me. And zombies are not, they're kind of particular. They won't eat their own usually. So I'll just meld my cart in with everybody else, and I'll just go around doing samples and more samples, and we'll sample all this kind of stuff. I'll survive on the samples for 6 to 8 months, that's kind of thing, while the Costco's, because Costco never runs out of stuff. It's always good. And basically, that will just save the world. My whole new world will just be one great big Kirkland's supply store.
That's a great idea. And here's what I just found out. And I just thought of this in my own brain, inside my own head, because I don't have other people's heads anymore because lawsuit. But if the zombie bites us, Miles, Ari, they'll think we taste funny.
Well done.
And they won't eat the rest of us. That's what's going to happen. We're okay. We're okay.
I think we're going to be just fine in during an apocalypse if Costco is still giving out samples.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, and you can always
put soap samples and stuff. They've been giving that away. Do here, try this. What? Give me a washing machine, freak.
Oh, wait, you're not supposed to eat the soap samples?
Well, you can, but then you fart bubbles.
Dinner and a show. Man, I'm loving this idea. I think Costco is the new haven.
I think so, too. I think that's great. And you know what? We're not even thinking. Zombies can't go to Costco. They don't have a membership.
Good call, yeah.
Airtight security.
The only thing you have to do ahead of time is make sure you get your picture taken, because zombies won't stand still for a picture. Right? Yeah. Can you imagine zombies with facial recognition? I'm just thinking. Oh.
Brian's. I want Brian's.
Yeah, they were just twisted and lovely. I love it. Taz, any final thoughts?
Sometimes.
Okay. Works for me. Miles?
Me too.
All right. And for me, you guys, it's hot dogs on me. All right. We're going to go from there. And
I don't want that. Can I have them in a bun instead? Or?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fair enough. You can have them on a bun. You got to get your own onions. Miles, Taz, thank you so much.
Love you.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. On behalf of Andrew, our technical producer in the background, this has been another edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. If you want to submit a question, and we'd love to have you, go to our website, reallybadadvice.ca, drop us a line. You can type it in, send it old-fashioned, or you can even record it. We'll use your voice as the actual question asker. Please, take some time. We hope you had as much fun listening to this as we do making them. And on behalf of all of us, thanks for listening to this edition of the Really Bad Advice Podcast.
That was the best advice we could come up with. Check back next week for another episode of the Really Bad Advice Podcast. And thanks for listening.